News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Good morning, Dara O'Brien, Minister for Housing.
Good morning, Ciara. How are you?
I'm very well. Look, we're delighted to talk to you this morning. A lot to get through, particularly on the housing front. I believe you're making an announcement on cost rental.
Yeah, we've made a significant announcement this morning of a further 100 million euro funding for about 550 new cost rental homes, and which is a very significant one across five counties, actually, Laois, Kildare, Kilkenny, Cork City and Dublin City. And that's actually on top of something else you may have seen in the Irish Times this morning about the Land Development Agency's plans, along with government and Dublin City Council, for 400 new apartments on the Bluebell waterways in Dublin.
Yeah, I did indeed.
Which is a great scheme, 260 of those cost rental. So, look, this is part of our affordable housing offering. We've already approved about 3,250 cost rental homes, to be exact, across 12 counties. And this is a further ramping up of that. It's a very popular form of tenure for people. It's like minimum 30% below market, long-term secure state-backed rents, basically, and it provides a real option for people. So very happy that we've been able to get this tranche of homes over the line, and that's on top of, obviously, the delivery of other affordable homes to purchase through the local authorities and our first home scheme, which is working really well. But still a lot of things to do, Ciara, unquestionably. Like, housing supply is going in the right direction. We exceeded target last year, built about 33,000 new homes. I can probably say to you in April this year that I expect us to exceed our target again this year quite substantially.
You're not exceeding all your targets, though. Owner of Rinch and Fains, indeed, housing spokesperson, he has accused you of missing all your affordable housing targets for 4 years. And what are you going to do about it?
No, I think, to be fair, Ciara, last year, like when I came into government and we took over, my party entered government, there were no affordable homes being delivered, like zero. So last year there was, in 2022, from a standing start, we delivered about 1,800 affordable homes. And last year, over 4,000. And I think by any fair assessment, going from zero to 1,800 to 4,000.
And will we continue to see that kind of exponential rise? Yeah. For example, will we see 8,000 next year? Is that how it works, or is it just two extra thousand per year?
No, I think, like, we've ramped it up. Like, one of the things in construction is you need capacity, okay? And I understand from talking to people that, you know, everyone would love to build 60,000 homes next year, but you need the people to do it. So what I've been able to do over the last 3 years is to build that capacity with the construction sector. So we've gone from building 20,000 homes in 2020 to last year, 33,000. Now, what does that mean? Like, people, like, hear these numbers, 33,000 homes. Like, you're looking at tens of thousands of people housed every single year that weren't previously, and about 100,000 homes since we've come into government. So
we are falling back. I mean, Simon Harris has said that he wants to see 250,000 homes built over 5 years between 2025 and 2030. That far exceeds the kind of housing for all targets. Are the housing for all targets too low? You may be delivering 33,000 a year, but the population is growing. Immigration is an issue here too in terms of housing people.
Sure.
We're simply falling further behind.
No, I think, look, we've had 10 years of very significant undersupply before this government came in, and we are catching up, okay? And the population is growing, thankfully, and that's something. And we're reviewing the housing for all targets on question. Just to say this to you, though, Ciara, like, the targets that we've set have never been the ceiling. Like, if anything, they've been, like, we've exceeded them in every year of housing for all. Like, last year, the 29,000 was the target. We did 33,000. So this year, the target's about 34,500. I think we will exceed that substantially. But, you know, we could get into a Dutch auction on numbers and how many. And I think that frustrates people as well. But I think
people want to see bigger numbers, Minister, with respect.
Yeah, they do. You do, and
have Fine Gael stolen the jump on you, aiming for 50,000 per year when you're talking in the 30s?
No, I don't think so at all. I think what I've been doing is deliberately exceeding targets and actually building real homes right now. And we will be, and we are reviewing the housing targets, and we'll publish them in the autumn as once we've concluded the work with the ESRI and the Housing Commission. And that'll be there for everyone to see about what our new targets to 2030 are. unquestionably we've made progress. And I think what people really want to see, though, is there are still many who don't feel that progress.
Okay.
So the more and more people that we can help to buy homes, like I'm a firm believer in home ownership. The first home scheme that I've discussed with you, the shared equity scheme that, you know, had a very difficult birth because there was so much criticism out, has really, really worked.
Speaking of difficult births, can I ask you briefly about where the planning bill is at currently?
Actually, it's in committee. I did a number of hours in committee yesterday, and committee stage in the Dáil, that is. We had 1,400 amendments to that bill, which is unprecedented. And I'd say we spent about 100 hours at committee stage there. Having said all that, I am still confident that we will be able to pass the planning bill as I had targeted by the summer recess, because we need certainty, we need consistency, and we need clarity in our planning system. And if you talk to anyone and you mention the word planning, one of the first things that pops into their head is delays. And what does delays do? It costs people homes, it costs schools, infrastructure.
And so when can we expect to see this passed?
Oh, I think it'd be passed by the summer recess.
Okay.
And we've had good amendments in from opposition.
No, that's fair enough. We'll watch this space on that. There's so much I want to ask you, though. The June referendum now, this is the referendum on patents to allow the patent court to have jurisdiction here, the European Patent Court, which would help small businesses. There's now certainly being floated in the papers the idea that the government may run scared of holding that patent referendum at the same time as the local European elections in June. Because of, I suppose, the bloody nose that the government received on the most recent referendums. Is that really going to be the case? Are you really going to walk away from something that small businesses and startups actually need out of what could be described as political cowardice?
The first I've heard or seen of that was actually the reports in the papers, Ciara, and I understand that there's Minister Peter Burke, who's new minister in the department, is obviously looking across his brief, and from what I've read in the papers, and I know nothing other than that, is I understand an update will be brought to
Is your understanding is it still going ahead in June?
Well, I've heard nothing to the contrary. And I think, as you have said, there's really broad support for this amongst the SME sector and the business sector, full stop. Ireland has itself created over the years very, very many competitive advantages. That's why our economy is doing so well. And that's why we've nearly full employment, and we've really good innovators here, and we need to support innovators and businesses and startups as well. But look, I'll wait to see what's brought to cabinet,
Ciara.
I'll discuss it then with colleagues, obviously.
Can I ask you, Minister, before I let you go, about the Ardesh? Obviously, we've seen that the Fine Gael, Ardesh and Fine Gael have had a lot of, I suppose, particularly media attention lately with the new leader, the new Taoiseach, Simon Harris. Their Ardesh, if we could sum it up, was kind of back to basics. They did mention things like housing, but it was very much law and order, you know, the bread and butter issues of Fine Gael.
Sure.
What do you think will differentiate the Fianna Fáil Ardesh, for example, from the Fine Gael one?
Well, look, that's for people to decide themselves when they're looking in. But really, the Ardesh is very important because it gets all the parliamentary party, our councillors, our candidates, our European, our MEPs, and most importantly, our members together. And really, the team of our Ardesh, and we're a party that likes to deliver what we said we would do, and it's delivering for Ireland, and basically across all the different portfolios they have, like what we've discussed, housing, like in health and education, the work that our Tánaiste has been doing on foreign affairs, finance with Michael McGrath. So really, for us as a party, we've been very focused on fulfilling our mandate, delivering on what we said we would do in the manifesto, making a step change in housing delivery.
So there'll be no change of focus. It's just more of the same.
No, well, it's not just more of the same. The big focus of this Ardesh is obviously looking to June, which is really important elections that we have, the European elections, because it matters who we send to Europe. And we have two excellent MEPs in Barry Andrews and Billy Keller. We want to add to that team. And also our local councillors. Local government and local democracy is really, really important. So we'll have a number of sessions. We'll have that right the way through the course of the weekend on health and on policy formation, policy implementation, on housing, myself, on European affairs as well, indeed on education and right the way across our portfolios. So it affords us an opportunity to be able to discuss with our members and to have people invited in to discuss with us as well the continued implementation of Fianna Fáil policy,
Minister,
and focusing on June for our local and European elections.
Housing Minister Dara Bryan, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.